This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to How I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say.
Than a little bit more restricted.
More restricted.
We say nothing.
We sit here for 20 minutes in silence. In what we say, then our main episode, and this week's bonus episode, is sponsored by Primark for Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for seasons to change.
I'm obsessed. Yes. Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing a modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store. I was in there over the weekend and they have pumpkins everywhere and I'm obsessed.
Cozy.
Yeah, cozy. Like, I got candles actually for my bedroom and for Graham's bedroom as well. So everything smells like cinnamon.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed. Everything about it. Yeah.
You love.
I love autumn.
Love.
I heard last week's episode. I love autumn.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fitting jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Penny's today to discover your autumn wardrobe with staples.
I actually had someone DM me after last week's bonus because I was talking about the viral jumpers.
Can't find them anywhere.
I feel like she told me that they're getting them back in.
Are they?
Yeah.
I hope, because I've checked two of them now and no stock.
I texted the Pennies in the Square Instagram page as well. I was like, can you let me know if they come back in? You guys, I asked if they have them. They said they're coming back in, but there's no date, I think, for the blue one.
Love the blue. I like the...
How did I miss that?
I feel like the beige.
I didn't even know it was in until it was gone.
Yeah.
It must have been in for about one day.
No, surely they'll restock them
again.
They need
please,
to.
Pennies, we love them.
Oh,
please restock. Rant of the week is where we get to give out and... where you get to give out as well about something that's happened to us, something we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense, a first world problem or anything really.
Mm-hmm.
So a listener sent in a rant.
Okay.
For today.
Hit me.
My rant is about the double standards that men have towards women.
Ooh.
Recently, my boyfriend of 4 years telling me that his best mate was cheating on and asked if he could spend a few nights on our couch to sort his head out.
Page turn. Sorry there.
I don't know this man that well or his girlfriend, but I know them enough to know he's cheated on her numerous times in the past. When my boyfriend was telling me about the cheating, he was really using really degrading words about the girlfriend that actually made my stomach turn. Hearing him say this made me see him in a different light and not a very nice one, to be honest. I got annoyed at him and decided to turn the table during the conversation and said, didn't he cheat once or twice before? To which my boyfriend said, that doesn't matter, we're not talking about that. So apparently men can cheat and sleep around as much as they want, but women can't, and if they do, they're seen as dirty. In the 4 years being with my boy, I've never seen this side to him, and it's making me question everything about him and us. To be honest, I don't know if I'll be in this relationship for much longer.
Oh.
Wow. That's scary.
Mm.
To like still not know something about someone 4 years in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Terrified.
That you find something new out. That this is how he thinks about this situation. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah. It would make you feel a bit sick.
Just a bit like...
Kind of makes me feel sick that like you'll never really...
know someone.
Well, no, not... I feel like I know everyone in my life. I'd hope to God I do. But like,
yeah.
Imagine one day, like, they're just not the same person anymore.
Like, they're just like...
or they just decide to be different.
You'd feel like you hadn't ever have known them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you only have control about who you are and what you do. But like, what if one day everyone around me just changed?
Crying, no.
Friends left.
You wouldn't like anyone then.
I do feel like there is double standards, though, with men and women.
You see it a lot in like the way that like men can comment on the way girls dress, but like we can't really say anything about how they dress, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like a situation like this, or the way they act. Like if men go, we've heard before on the podcast, if men go around sleeping with a load of people, he's a legend. He's so cool. If a girl does it, she's a whore.
Yeah. Like, why is that okay?
Yeah.
That doesn't make
sense. Why is it one for one and not for the other?
It makes sense. And it's always the men with the body count through the roof that are like, I want a girl like who's been...
with no one.
Yeah, like virgin. Like, I'm sorry. And you've been with 500 people all around the globe. Dipping that...
dipping the dick.
Dicking everything you see. Like, no.
Yeah.
And it's also the men who just can't actually keep a relationship down or haven't been in one. Who are like, have these really small specific categories.
Yeah. Really niche things that they want in a woman, but like, come on, pal.
Yeah.
Give it up, will you?
Sorry, but like, are there, like, you're not really going to find someone, well, you might, but like, who hasn't been with anyone.
Very hard. At the age of,
example, 26.
Like, fair play if you do. I could see it be very hard.
Very difficult.
Not impossible, but difficult.
But difficult if that's your, like, when do you ask someone that as well? If that's what you want.
If that's what you want.
Then...
I actually couldn't even tell you where to look.
I don't know, yeah. Men are annoying.
Men are funny.
Yeah.
Funny old feckers.
My rant of the week...
hit me.
Is...
woo!
I didn't get to say it in the main episode because...
yeah. It was juicy.
We had a juicy episode, but... let me just stay
pregnant. Let it out, girl.
People who... I don't know how I'm going to word this.
Word of whatever comes into your mind.
I just think that, first of all,
mm-hmm.
Dano or men in general have never told me how I can and can't dress. Actually, my first ever ex-boyfriend said he didn't like velvet, so I didn't wear velvet. And since then, I've been like, what the fuck would I ever let a man tell me what I can and can't wear? In a relationship, there's two people. Mm-hmm. You create your own boundaries, you create your own respect. If a relationship, they both come to understand, okay, I don't like you wearing that. Okay, grand. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to you. Like, still, I think everyone should be allowed to wear what they want, but that is up to that relationship, no one else. So someone created, well, not one, but two videos about me mm-hmm. on TikTok and said, I can't believe she's showing, like, what is his? I'm doing it in bunny ears, as in what my boyfriend owns, that my boyfriend owns my body and me. Dana will never own me. He is my life partner, mm-hmm. my person, but no one should ever have ownership over someone.
No.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah.
I'm not like a pet. Like, that yeah. is a joke. This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back-to-school year, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD.
Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
Secondly, for someone to say that how someone dresses is a reason why certain things happen to certain people, which I assumed and everyone else assumed was about me being attacked. Mm-hmm. And that the reason that, because I wear sometimes skimpy clothes because my bikini was small, that is the reason why things happen like that. But there's one thing someone's saying it, for a woman to say it, it just felt like 10 steps back because I'm like, surely no one thinks like that, but they do.
Mm.
What hope do we have of, like, most men think like that? Because I know a lot of men think like that when it comes to different cases and different cases of violence. Men will say, well, what was she wearing? Or like, we shouldn't be wearing that. Like,
if it came from a man, you roll your eyes and
That's what a lot of men think, and that is sick to think like that. But it, like, you'd expect, not expect that, not that we say that's okay for a man, but you wouldn't be as shocked to hear that from a man, which mm-hmm. is shit to hear, but like, you just wouldn't be. But to come from a young girl who has felt that so deeply, she had to put it on TikTok in two videos, is just crazy to me. And using the words girl power in the same sentence,
women supporting women, whatever it was.
Women go through so much, to put that in the same sentence as, well, there's no wonder certain things happen to certain people,
like,
is bizarre. And I think that a lot of the time we're like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with us, like TikTok, there are people saying this and that, and like, there's so much you could address but you don't, because you can't address everything. But there's some things that is outright bullying, I would say.
Mm.
And there's some things you can't say, like, anything.
But like, there's things that we even see online that like, girl, put it in your group chat. Like, do you know what I mean?
Literally.
Like, it's as easy as that. And like, we're not going to sit here and pretend that we're angels. We do it. Like,
we do.
Everyone does it.
Everyone.
Put it in your group chat. You see something, you're like, ah, girls, what the hell? We all fucking do it. Like, everyone does it. Mm-hmm. There's no need.
I don't care if someone puts my bikini in the group chat.
You don't like it. That's great.
Like, I don't live to please anyone. Yeah. I don't live to make everyone like my outfits. Yes, I do fashion on Instagram. Doesn't mean I hope everyone likes this. Like, I knew not everyone's going to like that. I knew it's a small, teeny
bikini. I loved it. You looked hot as shit.
I liked my bikini. And it was
unbelievable.
Only about a centimetre less than... But regardless, if it was 1 centimetre or 10 centimetres less, regardless if I was sitting there in the nude, which I wouldn't post.
No, but if you did, I'd like it.
Thanks, girl. Thanks. But I just think, like... And also, clearly, I've had either that conversation with Dana, or else I know his boundaries before posting something. We're together 5 years.
You're not going to post something that Dana's going to come home and be like, delete that. Yeah. What did you do?
The only thing that man makes me delete is if I make a
film. Something about him.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. But he thinks I make a film. I put up the other day that he had his diary written out for the weekend. Friday was ballads.
Yeah.
And I just go, what? Listen to some ballads.
Char, why did you put that up? Like, why would you do that?
I
thought
he was singing ballads. No. I was like, what's he doing? I was like, where are you going? He's like, don't know.
Find some view.
And I was like, will I delete it? He was like, no, it's been up about 7 minutes now, it's grand. I was like, well, a lot of people will still see it, like. But I just think that sometimes it's for being quiet and ignoring things and brushing off your back, but sometimes it's for addressing things and telling people that's not okay.
That's not
because okay. You can't, just because someone's an online figure, you can't just say what the fuck you want and think it's okay to hurt people's feelings. It's not.
Thinking that someone's online, you can just say the first thing that comes to mind, it's not going to affect them. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's human at the end of the day. Mm. We all don't like everyone. That's a natural human thing. We all don't like everyone's outfits. That's a natural human thing. That's absolutely brilliant. But to express that online, I think, and to... In my opinion, to do that and hope that people would jump on your same mind frame, I just don't get it. I'd never... be able to, I don't know,
grasp that.
Yeah.
And then someone DM'd me as well saying it should, like, it's for my boyfriend only. And I replied, and then she actually, in fairness, she apologized the next day and said, look, I had a few drinks to me and like, I didn't actually mean what I said. And
no way.
I read it back and things like that, which I really appreciate. But what she said in it was that she was like, a lot of younger girls follow you and I could look up, like, why would you put this up kind of thing. But I always think, like, I'd hope that people younger that might follow me, like, would look up to me for other reasons.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think when we look up to anyone, what they wear or like maybe how they look shouldn't be what you're looking for.
That should be the last thing.
I think their morals, their maybe strength, their personality, mm-hmm. their values, like all that comes first. And I'd hope the last thing that someone ever looks up to me for, if they do, I don't know, is a bikini that I wear.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And maybe like someone's ability to bite back, to fight back, like to not just stand there and listen to what people say and let people say shit about them. So that is my rant of the week.
Can we all just be a bit nicer to each other?
Please.
It's a really short life.
It's bad for like, mental health.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a short life. We're on a floating rock. It's really not that fucking serious. Like, please.
And also, I think if I was like American or something, I'd post that. No one bat an eyelid.
Yeah, it's Ireland.
I think we're very old town mentality still with clothes.
Yeah.
I've seen on Twitter where they're like, I wore a beret out somewhere small. And someone asked me, was I going to France or something like that? People, like, they're so like, in these tiny little towns, even probably in Dublin somewhere, like that, people are very judgy of what you wear.
Mm.
But I feel like if that was America, they'd be like, scroll by. Like,
yeah.
But,
well, I thought you looked absolutely banging. You showed me it in here last week and I was like, you're posting that.
I was like, I'm scared.
You're giving it over.
But I realised it was actually probably bigger than some bikinis that I've worn before.
You know what I mean? You've probably worn worse, Char. Let's be real about it. For God's sake. No,
and it was public, not even on a beach.
But like, come on.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. And it was so funny. All the comments were literally just like, yeah, girl, if I look like you, I'd be posting this too. And I was like, yes, yes, yes,
so
yes.
So nice. And I think then getting like people saying, supporting you, like, to make you realise that it really is just bad eggs. There's like one... There's little bad eggs in the pile of people, yeah, and that's all there are. Not everyone thinks like that person, but it can be easy, I think, when we see something about ourselves to think, oh God, does everyone think that? Like, is that, like, you kind of panic because if that's all you're seeing, that's all you're taking in.
Yeah.
You know, but people are really nice.
We just all need to be nice to each other, please.
I agree. Yeah.
I want to be that girl in Mean Girls.
I just want to make
cake and everybody love each other.
Literally.
Let's just do that.
Please, can we all bake cake?
Yes.
You got a rant?
How sore my bum cheeks are after my first day in the gym.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah.
It gets worse.
I'm a gym girl now, guys.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. What the fuck? Gym girl. Health
so
girl.
Proud.
Finding very hard to track calories and macros and all that bollocks off. Like, that's so really? Hard. Ah, oh, Jesus.
In my fitness pal.
It's grand putting them into my fitness pal, but like, I've like 900 calories left by the end of the day.
Ellie, how many are you eating in the day?
Probably not enough.
Why?
I'm busy. No well, time to be cooking chicken himself. Dinners.
I won't
all.
Be able to see her anymore. I'm like, where's Ellie?
Thank God, yeah. I want to be a matchstick today. Honestly. Yeah, sore bum cheeks, but.
And make sure you're eating your stuff though, because you won't gain your muscle.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose my arse.
Yeah, you want, if you don't eat enough. Even if it means getting things like that are going to fill your calories but are like easy to make. You're not going to do it if it's going to take you ages.
No, yeah, that's my thing. I'm lazy.
Ask her to just make your meals more bulky. So you're making less, but like more in each, maybe.
My brekkies are lovely. Oh my God, I'm like you. I love a turkey rasher.
Are you vegan?
Yeah. Turkey rasher with a slim bagel.
A bagel and eggs.
Two eggs.
Yeah.
My favorite. And a bit of butter. Like, I'd eat that anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's mad. And
when you know it's healthy, it just tastes.
Yeah, it tastes so much nicer when you actually realize, oh my God, there's actually goodness going into me.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the cinema last night though, and there was a bag of fruit pasties on this side and a bag of minstrels on this side, and I was just in the seat like this.
Did you get minstrels? I had.
Or not minstrels, Malteser, sorry.
Oh, I would have ate the whole. I got. Peanut M&M's.
I like them.
I love crispy M&M's.
The blue ones.
I love
banging. But I literally had to sit there and I was like,
oh.
I didn't eat any.
Fruit pastilles, are you mad on them?
My dad loves them, so we brought them home for my dad.
Oh. Yeah. I had them and then I like them. But then the peanut M&M's. I'm not mad on peanuts.
Love peanuts.
Oh, but I love peanut butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, I'd eat all nuts.
Yeah. Do you know? I love cashew nuts. Cashew M&M's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. That's my only rant that I have.
Yeah.
I was going to rant about the gym, but like, grow up, Ellie. Cop on. I just don't find people very friendly, but then again, they're not there to make friends.
They're trying to get me through the day.
Even though I'm probably the most antisocial person in the entire world,
you're
I'm like,
trying to make friends.
No, I don't want to make friends necessarily, but like, I just want help.
Oh, yeah.
It's really scary going into a gym like that. Like, really scary. Big buff people everywhere and all. I'm like, hope not. I don't want to be buff.
I'm not buff.
I'm already built like a rugby player. I don't need to be built. Remember when your friends told me I look like I play on the Leinster rugby team?
This was a man who I'm actually not longer friends with. To be fuck it him. Sounds like a girl said
no, a fella. I was like,
that was he's the worst. Really.
So sad.
Yeah,
gyms are scary. But come here, it's a good rant of the week this week. I've sore bum cheeks.
And
something must be
and
working.
You walk around like Nicki Minaj.
I fucking hope
when they're sore, it feels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You feel like you walk.
Feel like it's huge.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like a shelf.
And do you know what I did when I parked the car in the car park?
What?
I took the stairs. See?
You're like a map stick. I literally want to see
can't
it.
Wait.
I'll be doing the podcast alone.
Please, God. Can't
you
wait.
You look to the side to be gone. If you agree we'd ever rant, let us know and email howmydrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram, which is howmydrinkpod. If I was you, is where we get to give a little bit of very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. These have sent in to your email address again. It's howmydrink@goloudnow.com. This is quite a long one. So hi, Charlene and Ellie. I'm in my late 20s and I've been living abroad for 8 years. I moved abroad not long after finding out my ex was cheating on me again. This was a pattern in our relationship where he would cheat time and time again and I would always forgive until I finally opened my eyes and walked away. Fool of us. Not long after I moved away, I found out from a mutual friend that he was also moving over, but he ended up going to a different part of the country and we never crossed paths. Recently, he reached out to me after he got my number from a mutual friend and apologised for how he treated me all those years ago. It was nice to finally get an apology from him for the constant crap he put me through and the toll it took on me. He told me that he was moving to my side of the country soon because he was bored where he is and wants a new challenge. We kept in contact for another few weeks, and one day he told me that I was the best thing that ever happened to him and he hates himself for messing it up. He wants to give it another go when he moves here and asked me if he could stay with me while he gets on his feet. Now I'm left wondering if he's only contacting me because he needs somewhere to stay and thinks I'm an easy target. The last thing I want is to be walked all over again. Part of me thinks he might have grown and matured over the last few years, but part of me is riddled with anxiety thinking of him being stupid about the possibility of giving things another go. Am I setting myself up for more heartbreak by letting him back into my life? When he first reached out, I felt butterflies, but then reality kicked in and the bad memories came flooding back. My head is all over the place.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think first port call is not letting him stay.
Really?
Because I think it's setting it off on a bad foot.
You're moving in, actually. That's a bit much.
He's moving in. It's going to make you feel like, oh, is he only like contacting me for this? If he doesn't move and Janie's there and he's still making an effort, then it's obviously like...
Very good. I would never have thought of that.
Do you know what I mean?
What? You're like a wizard. Never would have thought like, that.
Is he just doing it because of that?
Yeah.
So I think...
That's very good.
And also it's like he's getting to skip all the steps that he should be groveling or like make an effort or like... dating, like you're going back to living with him basically, or I don't know if they lived together before, yeah, but like, not that I think you should even get back with him in the first place, but I don't know,
don't let him
first
move
of all,
in
first of all don't let him move in,
okay,
but I think you are setting yourself up for heartbreak.
Like, do you think it's just a case of it being familiar to him again? He knows she's there, so it's like, oh, I'll fall back on familiar times because it's easier.
Yeah,
she's just getting flooded with
bad memories. And like, can you forgive? After growing, heal and move on, it's been 8 years.
Are you taking steps backwards?
Are you taking steps backwards? Like, obviously, you got the butterflies and stuff, but, like, that doesn't always mean that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've seen something before, like, butterflies are a red flag or something. Like,
I'm terrified of butterflies anyway, so...
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, true. Perfect.
Great.
That, like, it's not a red flag, but there's some kind of quote about it, about butterflies. That, like, with the right person, you'll just feel safe and secure, but butterflies can sometimes not be a good thing, maybe.
I don't think like cut contact, like I think because your head is like all over the place.
Yeah.
You'll never know until if you try it. Like if you cut contact with him now and it's like, nah, fuck you, bye. Like if it is something that you actually want to do for you, regardless of him, like if you want to give it another go for you, if you think you'll be happy,
yeah,
do it. But I think do it in the way that Charlene said and come here. If it fails, you can say, right, fuck it, I tried.
Yeah.
Definitely will never ever go back there again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you like just tell him to piss off, don't talk to him, knowing he's around your area or whatever, like I think you might end up kind of being like, oh, what if? And
yeah, you might even like meet up with him once and be like, oh, geez,
yeah,
I don't
want this him
again.
Yeah,
it's been 8 years. I forgot what he was like.
Yeah,
he's actually real annoying.
He's a dick. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we can't tell you not to do something because it's like when you tell your friend not to meet up with an ex, like.
They're gonna do it.
If they want to do it, they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
As much as we can advise, but I definitely would advise to not let him move in.
Don't let him move in.
He's skipping a lot of steps that he should be taking to get you back or to even get back into your life. That's something he still needs to work on. I wouldn't accept him in that quickly. And I think even as a friend, I wouldn't accept him in as quick.
Mm.
So just say no. Say make up an excuse if you need to. But I think he needs to get himself back in even as a friend first before you make any decisions.
Yes.
For the future. But that is it.
That's us.
For this week. Send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeydrink@belloudnow.com. The Home I Drink Extra Juice comes out every Monday and main episodes are on Wednesday. Thank you to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
We love you, Penny.
We love you and I need the blue drink. Yeah,
I need the... I like the brownie kind of one.
The brown one.
I'm very neutral, gal.
You do. Yeah. Don't forget to check out the collection of Autumn Essentials available in your nearest Penny Planet store right now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to right now, and we shall talk to you very soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah.
I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I'm an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school year, no matter what age you are. If you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/HMD.